Members, I'd like to call the meeting on Rules and Legislative Administration to order. The clerk will note the roll and note that thankfully when I walked in, we had a quorum. So, Representative Winkler moves the minutes from Tuesday, May 8th. Any discussion on the minutes? None. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion prevails. Members, I'll move the supplemental calendar for Friday, May 11th. Any discussion? Representative Paulson can note a few of the additions on the back side after we talk.
Yep.
Thanks for bringing that to my attention, Representative Paulson. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion prevails. Members, now we are going to move to bills pertaining to House Concurrent Resolution 1. Representative Murphy, if you'd like to join us at the table. I move to waive the application of Joint Rule 2.03 and House Concurrent Resolution Number 1 for subsequent actions on House File 1978 by other committees for the remainder of the session. I further move that it be recommended that this bill be recommended to pass and re-referred to the Committee on Taxes. Representative Murphy, welcome to the Rules Committee and happy birthday to the state.
Isn't it a wonderful birthday? Thank you very much. Mr. Chair, I read in the directions I was supposed to explain why I'm appearing before the Rules Committee. I'm explaining because the Pension Commission is unlike any other committee in the whole world. And the Pension Commission did not get appointed until mid-session. And then we were on the fast track. And it was difficult to get meetings, but we did have four meetings, a brief introductory meeting, and then two marathon meetings, and then on Tuesday of this week we had a two-hour meeting where we just approved the omnibus bill that will be before the tax committee then if you let it go. And we're trying hard to take, to have a bill that that isn't full of conflict but is addressing the needs of the various funds that can't wait until next year.
Any questions for Representative Murphy on this motion? Hearing none, I will renew my motion that this bill be recommended to pass and re-referred to the Committee on Taxes. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion prevails. Thank you, Representative Murphy. Members, I will now move to waive the application of Joint Rule 2.03 and House Concurrent Resolution Number 1 for subsequent actions on Senate File 1075 by other committees for the remainder of the session. And I further move this bill be recommended to pass and re-referred to the General Register. Representative Clark, welcome to the committee. If you could explain briefly Senate File 1075 and the reason you're before the Rules Committee today.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senate File 1075 would require the State Board of Investment to engage with and then divest from certain companies that are identified with the genocide that's going on in Sudan. This is part of a movement around the country to build support for divestment. We would be one of 11 states so far, another 17 that are considering this. And in talking with and in developing this legislation, it's been constructed in such a way that our State Board of Investment is insulated from financial risk, very minimal, but at the same time, we would be sending a very strong message that we do not want to contribute to the genocide that is now going on, has been declared by our president and by our Congress.
Any discussion? Representative Paulson.
Mr. Chair, Representative Parker, just to explain why the bill, again, was late.
Representative Clark?
We were waiting for a hearing in the committee.
Oh.
We passed the Senate some time ago. And we just, we've had an early request as soon as it was introduced, and we just waited, and actually we were told by the chair of the committee that as soon as the Pension Commission hearing was scheduled, ours would be scheduled, so that just happened.
Any other discussion? Hearing none, I will renew my motion that Senate File 1075 be recommended to pass and re-referred to the General Register. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion prevails. Thank you, Representative.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Blaffler, you could have stayed in your chair, but if you want to go down the end of the table, Representative Paulson was probably lonely down there, so that works out. Representative Blaffler moves that House Resolution Number 8, recognizing the 149th anniversary of Minnesota's becoming a state, be recommended to pass and be sent to the General Register. Representative Blaffler, is there a Is there a word for the year before sesquicentennial?
Sesquicentennial minus one.
Okay.
It's all one word.
Chairman, I can almost say and spell sesquicentennial, but to add a three before that might be a little bit much.
That's a lot for to explain the resolution.
Sure, Mr. Chairman and members, this is to commemorate the starting of our sesquicentennial year and to kick off the activities of the sesquicentennial commission that Representative Goldberg and I have the honor of serving on with Representatives Lanning and Erickson. And the reason that this is before the committee is that by passing this through, it will actually be in, when we read it on the floor of the House, it will be reflected in the journal and be part of the historic record so that when people who serve long after us prepare for the state's bicentennial, they'll have something in the record to guide their efforts as they start to launch another, even bigger effort.
Any questions of Representative Walker? Representative Carlson.
I'm just wondering that, again, that today is the birthday and that they both serve on the commission, that Representative Loeffler and Representative Solberg, I assume, are going to provide a birthday cake in the retiring room?
No, Representative Carlson, I believe that is the custom and usage of the body, so I'll be expecting that as well. We'll be in session for quite a while, so if they may have waited to do it, we'll be around for a little while.
Mr. Chairman and members, I am delighted to say we have anticipated everybody's desire for a caloric celebration, but I must say that we are starting to be careful about calling it the anniversary of statehood. We have heard from our Native American community that when the centennial was celebrated in 1958, that they felt their early history was totally ignored, and so they've asked us to use anniversary of statehood.
Good point.
And
we'll have an anniversary cake.
Thank you, Representative Carlson. Like I said, we'll be on the floor for quite a while. So, Representative Solberg and Loeffler, you've got some time.
Well, we've already taken care of it, I think.
Okay, good.
All right.
And then, Representative Loeffler, we can't let you go without wondering why your pin's bigger than our pin. What's the deal with the larger, more decorative pin? I mean, I think our pins are kind of cool, too, but why do you get a
Mr.
larger
Chairman,
pin?
Mr. Chairman, because this is such a special day, we are doing a duet with the Minnesota Historical Society, which gave you their traditional pin at your office and at your desk. I think you'll have an opportunity to add another pin to your lapel.
Man, squeaky little gets the oil around this place. That's good. Members, just to remind you, and I'll remind members on the floor that might not recall, this is the one day of the year that the chandelier is lit in the Capitol. So when you get to the rotunda, look up. It's quite spectacular and something that we can take for granted walking around this building. But this is the one day we can check that out. So if there is no other discussion, Representative Loeffler renews her motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, motion prevails. Thanks for being here, members. We're adjourned.